Hey everyone, how's it going? Welcome to the No DQ predictions video for WWE's Hell in a Cell 2020 event. We have a whopping 4 matches to give our predictions for. This could end up being a very short video, although we may discuss some additional matches. This is like unheard of. WWE always has like at least 5 or 6 matches. This might be the fewest amount of matches WWE has ever announced with just 3 days until the pay-per-view. We do have SmackDown, and I'm sure we'll have a full card. They'll throw out 3 or 4 matches at the last minute to add to the card. But we'll talk about the main ones. We have 3 cell matches plus a 4th match. Let me go ahead and throw it over to everybody and get their thoughts on the pay-per-view. Good old JM, Jeff Meacham, we'll start with you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for this event?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think my weight holds more on the scale than the anticipation for this pay-per-view. I get it. It's Hell in a Cell. We have to have Hell in a Cell every year because that's what we do with WWE. It's a gimmick, yeah. So we have to use the gimmick. Yeah. But 3-in-1 night, and then we only have one other match announced. I tried to decide back and forth, am I going to do the watch-along Sunday or not? And I figured out, yes, I am, and I'll explain why later. But not really looking forward to doing the actual watch-along part of the show Sunday. It's kind of – I'm very unenthused about it. But there are some decent stuff. There is some decent stuff taking place inside the cell, so we'll see.
Right. I mean, the cell matches are the main draw for the event. People are tuning in for the cell matches. But Robbie, do you think WWE is making a mistake by not announcing a full card, or do you think it doesn't matter at this point? What are your thoughts?
Why does it matter? I mean, okay, so look, it's they're not selling pay-per-views anymore. I mean, look at the business model. It doesn't matter, because guess what? Anyone who's paying $9.99 a month isn't going to cancel it. Like, no one's going to be like, well, I'm going to cancel this month and redo it next month. They're going to get their money. People are going to watch it. We're going to talk about it. We're going to review it. People are going to eat up the content. So, I mean, I don't think it's a good business practice. Like just from a consumer standpoint, I think it's lame. Because obviously that means they haven't built enough stories to make us care. Like, because if that's the only 4 things on the card, that's their 4 most marketable things. Everything else is just an afterthought that they've thrown together to fill in. So from a consumer standpoint, I think it sucks. But from their perspective, they probably already have your money for this month anyway, so it doesn't matter to them at all.
So 1 to 10, how you feeling?
Oh, God, man. I'm 10 out of 10, not excited. Is that a positive spin on it?
Right, yeah.
Now,
I'm excited for the Sasha Bailey thing.
Is there any potential match they could add last minute that would intrigue you?
No, because it would just be a match. And that's my biggest criticism of some of the AEW stuff, is I don't always want to watch a 20-minute just like, you know, beautiful match. Like, they're entertaining sometimes, but when I watch my WWE, I watch it for the sports entertainment. And if they're just going to throw it together, there's no story behind it. And if there's no story, I don't know. And if they have even a slightly good match, that means we're just going to see it over and over for the next 6 weeks anyway. So I don't know. We're between a rock and a hard place at this one.
All right. Virtue, 1 to 10. How are you feeling about this Hell in a Cell pay-per-view?
We'll go 5 out of 10 in the middle, because we get Roman Reigns and the Jey Uso saga continuing. And, of course, Sasha and Bayley. That is what this show is all about. Everybody's excited to see the red painted cage. I mean, we will just be so mesmerized by every Hell in a Cell match looking at that cage. We'll be upset when they actually pan inside the cage and we can't see it for a few minutes. So that's what it's all about. I'd like to see The Fiend and Alexa Bliss versus the entire team of Retribution. I thought they had a missed opportunity on Raw. Of course, they shouldn't have had Retribution job to the Hurt Business, then have Bray squash them. If Bray came out and did his thing to them and they didn't lose a match, that's one thing. During the Firefly Funhouse later that night, when Bray was Mr. Rogers, Alexa should have came in, then a knock on the door. The knock on the door could have been Mia Yim and T-Bar, and they should have came in there and destroyed everything.
Right.
Set Retribution up for something. Then Ali could have cut a promo. Oh, wait, that's too much thinking. But I'd like to see something like that, but it would probably have to be all of Retribution versus The Fiend and Bliss, handicap match.
Right. Now, I think it's fine to have a short amount of matches. Hell, I'd be fine with 5. Like, make it a short pay-per-view and have, you got to have another buffer match. I mean, you got three cell matches, so you could do Elias and Jeff Hardy as the second match, and then the fourth match can be another thrown together buffer match, and no kickoff match, just do five matches. I would be totally fine with that. 2 hour pay-per-view, book it. I'm cool with it.
Yep.
But you know they're going to have like eight matches when it's all said and done, a bunch of matches that have just been thrown together, probably some match with Retribution. They might do a rematch from Raw. They'll probably do something involving Seth Rollins, whether it's against Daniel Bryan or Murphy. I could see that happening, and they'll throw in a women's match that has no rhyme or reason. But we'll talk about some potential matches. Our own Colin Andrew just sent in a $5 super chat. Thank you for that, Colin. He says, this question is for Virtue. What does Roman and Jay each significantly gain from this Hell in a Cell I Quit match?
Wait, say that again, because you garbled up on my end.
Oh, well.
Mine too, actually.
Oh, he said, this is a question for you, Virtue. He says, what does Roman and Jay each significantly gain from this Hell in a Cell I Quit match?
It's just the extension. What it is it's going to be more beat down on Jay, more sympathy on Jay, and then when he does eventually say, hey, I am going to call Roman the tribal chief head of the table and be by his side because he's blood, it'll be more of a gasp for the fans. That's where I think they're going with this.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view and get moving along with these predictions. We'll start off with the buffer match, which is Jeff Hardy versus Elias. It was just announced on Raw. Elias recently came back when we had the draft. He's now a heel up against Jeff Hardy, who's been on a pretty big upswing as of late. He's doing well for himself. Now, typically, I would say the heel should win the first match of the feud, and this is the first match. However, WWE likes to book where the babyface wins the first match, and then there's just a random rematch with no rhyme or reason. I'm kind of torn with this one, so I want to hear your guys' thoughts first before I give my prediction. Robbie, I'm going to throw it over to you first. Who do you think's going over in this first match? I'm guessing this will be the first of several matches with these guys. What do you think's going to happen?
Oh, man. I really don't know where to begin with this.
Dead air.
I just...
Or did he freeze?
He's oh, yeah, he froze. He's he lost in deep him. Thought. Lost him. Deep oh, thought.
I'm in deep thought. Oh, okay. Did I cut out?
No. Yeah, but it works. You were in deep thought.
It works. It's fine. It's right. It's fine. Yeah, you're good.
What was the question?
Jeff Hardy versus Elias.
Sorry, I just didn't care. So what I want to say about that, so that's how I feel about the match. This match has no build. It doesn't really make any sense. But the only thing I'll say about Elias right now is two wrestling companies did a musical act this week, and one of them was good, and that was Elias, and the other one was trash, and the other one was embarrassing. I don't see – I know, right? Let's – yeah. I'm sure that'll set the chat on fire.
I
think Elias has to go over here. Just because why would they bring him back? They have that the band out there. He played the huge song. It's not going to hurt Jeff at all to lose this match. So I really feel that it has to go to Elias, even though I don't really understand why they're having the match at all at this point. I don't know why Elias is mad. I don't know. The whole storyline doesn't really make sense to me at all. But yeah, I feel like there's no way that Elias loses this. Absolutely not.
All right, Jeff Meacham.
Well, I won't go quite that hot of a take about the musical act this week because Aaron and I talked about the other one last night. But I do agree that a win definitely benefits Elias more than Jeff Hardy at this point. And honestly, Robbie's right. Why would they have Elias have this big, you know, this actually a decent little concert and announce the album dropping or whatever if they're not going to follow through? I know WWE's not always, you know, keen on following through with things, but I think they're going to do it this time. And I think that a loss for Jeff Hardy is just, that's just Jeff Hardy, whatever. So I do think Elias is going to win.
Okay. We do have a $5 super chat from Dwayne Atkinson. Thank you, Dwayne. He says, which Hell in a Cell match will have a non-decisive finish this year? I hope all of them have decisive finishes, because the last few years we've had these screwy finishes in the cell. I'm really hoping WWE has three decisive finishes, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. I'll go ahead and give my prediction now. I think Elias should win, but I'm going with WWE logic, and I'm going to say Jeff Hardy wins, probably via DQ. I think they're going to do something where Elias uses the guitar when he's on the verge of losing and gets DQ'd, some crap like that. So Elias doesn't get pinned or submitted, but he loses the match and they keep the feud going. I mean, it whatever it is, it's going to lead to a bunch of rematches. So I don't know. It could really go either way. Virtue, you want to give a
different I'm going to walk with Elias, and he's going to get the win here. And maybe he does use the guitar and gets away with it, because Jeff kind of got the better of him at the end of that segment on Raw. The album's still dropping, and who knows how they can continue this feud. But Elias just coming back. Hardy's at the point of his career. As long as you have a decent match, win or loss doesn't matter. Let's face it. I mean, he's been around for a minute or two. Elias needs pushed.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are saying that, and they dropped the ball with that the first time. This guy is golden with his skits. Maybe he lip-synced, but that was still his recordings of his song. I don't know, you know, but it was good. It was, the presentation was good. And I want to see Elias built properly, and you got to come out with a win, in my opinion. So if you want to hear more, though, on the Robbie take, we're going to have a Virtue and Vice up on, and just go to my Twitter. I'll plug it at the end. We're going to talk about that, so you'll be able to hear more in depth for sure.
Right. I think Elias should win, and hell, I'm behind in the prediction, so whatever.
There you go.
I'm
go for broke, man.
I'm going for broke at this point. Psycho Jet Black sent in a $2 super chat, says Elias is a glorified mid-card act. Jeff should win. Ouch. Well, apparently WWE is planning to push Elias very strongly, and that's why he's back on Raw, so they can do the longer concert segments and promos, and they want to continue pushing him. He's got an album coming out. You know, they're going all the way with him. Vince loves those guys.
Hold on a second. Imagine fans in the golden era of wrestling saying, the Honk Tonk Man is a glorified mid-card act. Like,
well,
boy, wrestling fans have really digressed.
Well, he was.
I had to say that.
I like honky, but I mean, that's pretty much what he was.
But right, you wouldn't say that back then.
I was going to say, Virtue
said, it for that. You didn't have to say Elias is a glorified mid-card act because I'm a smart fan.
There was no internet.
That's the point he's making, that wouldn't have happened back then.
So the internet sucks. I don't know if the fans have necessarily regressed. I think it's just that they haven't had the media.
Oh, they have. No, they have.
Not all of them.
They thought wrestling was real in the 80s, most of them.
And? Why can't we still face that? Why can't we suspend our disbelief for an hour or two every Monday or Thursday or Friday, whatever it is?
There's a difference between suspending disbelief and thinking it's real.
Right. Now, back then, I remember the fans in the 80s were kids and their parents bringing the kids to the shows. So that's the
there was a lot of drugs in the 80s, guys.
Oh, that too.
It probably makes a good point, too.
Yeah, very much so. All right, Big Baller G is in the house. He says, what's up, No DQ Galaxy? Will not be watching the pay-per-view live. He is going to be celebrating his fiance's birthday at the Field of Screams.
And the chat room is eating this alive, for the record. They're talking about Big Kinky G being in the Field of Screams. It's getting very interesting in the chat room. So have fun, you guys.
I was just going to ignore it, but you brought it up, Jeff. That's what Jeff does.
That's exactly what Jeff does. You're absolutely correct.
All right. So I'm the odd man out on the first match. Let's see how we go with these other matches. Let's see what direction we move in. Next up, we have the first of three Hell in a Cell matches for the SmackDown Women's Championship. This is the culmination of several months of buildup. Bayley defending her SmackDown Women's Championship against the boss, Sasha Banks. Sasha has been inside Hell in a Cell. Bayley, I believe, has not. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
You are correct, sir.
I'm looking forward to this match. It should be really good. I have high expectations for it. I still don't think it's going to be the match of the night, but I do think it will be really solid. Jeff, let's start with you on this one. Is the time right for this, or should WWE have drawn this out until WrestleMania and not done a cell match? What do you think?
I have said for many, many, many years, it feels like now, that they should have taken these two to WrestleMania. And I'm not saying it won't still happen that way. yes, they are, you know, hot-shotting this to get a women's match inside the cell. And for the record, this is the match to do it if you're going to have the women inside the cell, for sure. But I feel there's more meat on this bone with this feud. So I do think Sasha's going to win here and seemingly get the revenge she's been seeking for so long. And we're all going to get the match we've been wanting for, honestly, you know, 5 years, if you really think about how far back it goes with Brooklyn. But I do feel there's going to be more down the line where we're going to see these two at WrestleMania with or without a crowd there. So Sasha wins here, but it's not over by any means.
Well, see, the thing that's weird to me is that if Sasha wins, where do they go from here? How do they top a cell match? That's why I hate this, because I feel like there will be another match with these two, but a cell match is like as big as it gets.
Well, but what you do is you do the cell match here, and then what I would have done at the draft is separate them. And we all said this: the draft should have been after the pay per view. That was the horribly timed presentation. But you know, keep them apart one way or the other. Find a way to keep them apart, and then, you know, find a good reason, a solid reason to bring them back together, you know, in the spring. But, you know, again, there's not a whole lot of talent, which there is. They just don't utilize the talent to keep the two of them in entangled in other programs. So they're going to have to get creative. I know WWE, you guys have had trouble with that lately, but you're going to have to find a way to get creative here the next few months and keep them apart until we reload that gun and pull that trigger again. So there you go.
Yeah. Michael Gonzalez thinks whoever loses will disappear until the Royal Rumble. That's quite possible. Yeah. I think, right, as a couple people have mentioned, in Zumasu We Trust says the money is in the chase. I'm going to go ahead and say that Bayley, by hook or by crook, somehow wins this match, and Sasha will be gone until the Royal Rumble. Sasha will win the Royal Rumble, and they'll have the final match between the two of them at WrestleMania, perhaps with a crowd, to finally end Bayley's run and start a new one for Sasha. I think that's what's going to happen.
Right. But I've been saying that off and on for a while, but like I'm almost like I'm scared to actually say this is my first prediction, because I don't think it's going to happen that way. And I have no faith in WWE to actually do it the right way. So
yeah, this one I really think could go either way. It's a tough call, but I'm going to say Bayley retains. Robbie Vice.
Wow, Aaron, you are usually virtue is the one that's swinging for the fences here, but you've made some pretty bold ones. I think Sasha wins by far. I think it's, to me, it's clear, and here's my reasons why. First of all, I'm looking forward to this match probably more so than the Roman match, and that's strictly because I haven't seen this in a long time. And this is the best women's match that ever took place in WWE, and in my opinion, in the history, was the Sasha Bayley at TakeOver. The story leading up to it, the execution of it, the emotion, everything about it, the crescendo, everything was great. It was brilliant. And I do understand where you're coming from, Aaron, when you say that you don't like the cell because that's it. But it does give Bayley an excuse for losing. Bayley could easily point to that she was the number one women's wrestler in the world, and that Sasha did not beat her in a wrestling match, which would be the normal heel thing for her to do, right? So she's going to demand that they have a technical, real wrestling match, and maybe she could win it back, and then they'll fight again at Mania. But I think it makes the most sense for Sasha to come out on top of this, because honestly, to me, Bayley's a champion. Bayley's established. Sasha right now, to me, is someone who's entertaining when she's on TV, but what has she done? What has she done? What has she accomplished recently in recent history? Like, not much. So I think Sasha needs this win, and I think it makes the most sense, because I think it sets up for, again, you did not beat me in a wrestling match. You beat me in this street fight with your weapons, but you could never beat me one-on-one because you're not as good as me. That ties into their NXT storyline. I just think that gives that feud continuity from the past. So I'm going to absolutely go with Sasha Banks on this.
All right. Virtue.
Yes, Sasha Banks will win the title, because here are the legs of the feud afterwards. Sasha has lost every title she's won, her first defense, I believe, right?
Yep.
So that's where they're going to say, you know, Bayley's going to come out the next night on SmackDown, or, you know, the following week on SmackDown, and say, I want a rematch, because you're guaranteed to lose, and it's going to continue, you know, the feud for at least one more. And maybe that match, I don't know if it'll be at Survivor Series, wherever it will be, maybe it'll be a 30-minute Iron Man or Iron Woman match, but Sasha's going to win here, I think.
Man, I'm definitely going for broke with this pay-per-view, that's for sure.
That's all right.
All right, well, just wait. All right, let's move on here to the next Hell in a Cell match. We have Drew McIntyre defending the WWE Championship against the Viper, Randy Orton. And they have had several matches now already leading up to this pay-per-view. I do think that this will be the blow-off to the feud. I think that this will be the final match. The question is, who will emerge victorious in this Hell in a Cell match? We did have Drew win at SummerSlam, and then Randy Orton pinned Drew on Raw a few weeks ago to get this opportunity, and Drew did win at Clash of Champions also. So one might think that Randy Orton is going to win the title since Drew has beaten him more times than Orton has beaten Drew. However, I think Drew's going to win. I think Drew will beat Randy Orton, and I think there's plenty of guys for Drew to face. When you look at the heels on Raw, you got Braun Strowman, you got The Fiend, you got new blood for Drew McIntyre. I think you can keep his title reign going. I have a feeling Drew's going to stay champion until we get fans again, so Drew can at least show up as champion with the fans. And if Randy Orton and Edge have another match, which I'm not really interested in seeing, you know, Randy Orton could come back and win the title at some point. It's possible, but yeah, I think Drew is going to retain the championship. Virtue, what do you think?
Randy, I'll put you over Orton, man. Like I said, he's been the best worker in the pandemic because he's trying to get his opponents over. And now, yes, he did beat Edge in the well-scripted greatest wrestling match ever. I think he's gotten some wins on Raw, but Drew's going to retain the title here because I just have that feeling that maybe the next contender for Drew will once again be AJ Styles, perhaps, because he's got the big bodyguard guy now, and I could see that program with Drew. Who knows where they will go? I remember a month or two ago, Aaron was thinking if this match did happen, Orton might end up becoming WWE champion. Well, then the draft happened, and he just made his point. He's going Drew for obviously various potential feud reasons. So that makes most sense. Drew will retain, and I think he could have a program with AJ this year, maybe. We'll see.
All right. JM.
Virtue pretty much read my script. It's, you know, the feud with AJ is just right there, waiting to happen starting Monday night. Like, I want to see Drew and AJ have a really solid program for the WWE Championship. And now you've got the big guy there as AJ's kind of ace in the hole as a heater, as they used to call Kevin Nash with Shawn Michaels. So I'm all about that feud. So based on that, Drew will retain. It will be Randy will definitely get into his darker side and try to pull off some horrible things as he's done in the past. I mean, we've seen what Randy did to Jeff Hardy in Hell in a Cell. So, you know, it's and the 458 times Randy Orton and John Cena fought inside Hell in a Cell. There's always those to reflect on too. So, but I definitely see Drew retaining here and moving on to AJ Styles. And then Randy, you know, Randy could always find a way. You know, people are in the chat room talking about, you know, Drew's going to lead WWE against Retribution. Why can't Randy be that guy? There's no problem with Randy switching back and forth to baby and face every other week. So why can't Randy be the team captain against Team Retribution? So.
All right.
Just send The Fiend out there. They'll just kill all of Retribution.
Exactly. Well,
already did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Retribution's not going to be in any main event or anything. I don't even see how they're in Survivor Series at this point.
What else can you do with them, Robbie? I mean, what really?
Exactly. So. Let them go. So I'm the lone guy out here. I think, to me, Randy Orton is going to win this match. And there's a couple of things. We're going into the beginning of WrestleMania season where we start building things. No one wants to see a face champion defend at WrestleMania. It's just, unless it's like a feel good, like a John Cena came back and it's like an honorable thing to try to get his thing or whatever. But the money is in the face chasing the heel, overcoming, and WrestleMania is the crescendo of wrestling. It's the end of their season. I don't see them leaving it on a face for that long. And whether it's something happens to Drew McIntyre and he has to work back, he has to win the Rumble again to get his title back or something like that. I don't see it. No one. And here's the thing that sucks. If Drew McIntyre wins, that's one more step closer to having a Tyson Fury match at WrestleMania that no one wants to see. So I don't know. I think Randy Orton wins. And then, as Jeff was saying, yeah, I said Retribution, like the Fiend, send the Fiend out. That's this, the Fiend versus Retribution at Survivor Series. Have it be like a 6-minute squash match. That way he can do his stuff to every single person. And then they can go back to NXT and develop their careers and characters appropriately going forward.
All right. With that being said, we will now move on to our main event of the evening. It is for the Universal Championship. We have the reigning and defending Universal Champion, the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, versus Jey Uso. This is not only a Hell in a Cell match, but this is also an I Quit match. Now, I think they could have just done this as an I Quit match and had two cell matches. I think I would have preferred that. I'm just wondering how they're gonna have each match be different enough so it's not just repeating the same spots over and over again. You know, there's only so many times you can have a guy be slammed on steel steps, and they tend to do that every Hell in a Cell match. I'm guessing one of the matches they'll break out of the cell and maybe somebody will jump off the halfway point or something like that. Maybe this match. Maybe Jay climbs up halfway and does like a flying elbow through the announce table to Reigns or something like that. But this should be a hell of a story. If anything, I think it's going to be a very entertaining storyline. Robbie, we'll start with you on this one. What do you think is going to happen?
You said the most important word there. It's the same reason I care about Sasha and Bayley is story. This is just, it feels like one of those storylines that you could put this storyline in any era and it works. It's not gimmicked for the times. It's not, you know, a jump dive fest. It's not just stupid comedy sports entertainment. This is something, this is pro wrestling. This is the good stuff, you know, as they would say. So obviously we know that there is no chance that Jey Uso becomes the Universal Champion. I think that's just the foregone conclusion here. But what I will say is Roman's going to win. It's going to be violent. It's going to be amazing. And I think after Roman wins, I think both Usos will be standing behind Roman Reigns, supporting him. And we're going to have that Samoan faction that all of us have talked about for a long time that we always thought would be great. I know one of you in here has talked about the Roman Empire slightly more than others, and I'm sure he'll talk about it a lot more here coming up. But Roman wins, Roman Empire, whatever they end up calling it, is formed. And I think, you know, not to get too far ahead of myself, this eventually is going to lead to some Uso tag team championships and some pretty solid faction stuff. And I would much rather see at Survivor Series Roman and the Usos take on six people to show their dominance and just kick the crap out of everybody and run through them. So that's kind of my crazy prediction. But at the end of the day, Roman is winning this match.
All right, Jeff.
Again, you know, we talk about so many years, you know, don't bet against Big Match John. Well, right now, don't bet against Roman Reigns. He's the guy. And we've wanted him to be the guy for so long, as far as us in this room anyway. I don't know about the WWE Universe en masse because they've revolted against him for so many years. But I love what they're doing. I love the presentation. He's going to beat the snot out of Jay. There's just no way around it. He's going to beat the respect out of him. He's going to beat the quit out of him. People are saying they're going to have to throw him the towel again. It's not going to happen. There is no towel this time. It's inside the cell. There's going to be a complete and utter beat down. Yeah. And Roman's going to make Jay say it. That he quits and that he acknowledges him as the guy. That's exactly what the match is designed for. And like Robbie said, and like I think even you said it, Aaron, you know, we're going to have the Usos stand in solidarity with Roman at the end of this match. And then we're going to see the Samoan dynasty kick into high gear and really start whooping everybody's ass.
All right. And Psycho Jet Black sent in a $5 super chat. Says, after Jay submits to Roman, Goldberg comes out to challenge him at Survivor Series, gives us the match that Vince wants, and to piss off Jeff Meacham.
And Virtue.
I mean, you kind of know that's going to happen at some point, Roman Reigns versus Goldberg, since we did not get it at WrestleMania. But Virtue, what do you think is going to happen?
As long as Roman jackhammers Goldberg 25 times, I'm fine with it.
I'm not even going to talk Goldberg. So, yes, Roman Reigns is going to retain the Universal title. Jey Uso is going to get beat down. He'll have his little run, right, because he's got the cage and everything at his disposal. Roman will withstand it. He's going to get the beat down, though. And at the end, he will say, I quit. I quit. And when it's all over, he'll be hurt and he'll be in pain. Somehow, I don't know if Jimmy will come out or not, but Roman and Jay are going to hug, right? And Jay's going to say, I love you, Uso. And they're going to act. It's going to end, just like Robbie and Jeff said, I believe this is the beginning of, like, what I call the Roman Empire. So you're going to have, he's going to quit, and then he's going to admit, Roman, you are the head of the table. You are my tribal chief. I love you, Uso. And they'll probably be embraced in the cell after the beatdown. Tough love. That's how I'm calling it.
All right, guys, you ready for a shocker?
Yeah.
I am going with Jey Uso. No, I'm kidding. I just had to get your reaction. No, I'm going with Roman
Reigns. Aaron has given up on all competition.
I'm not that insane.
Somebody call the white coats in Michigan and get over there now.
Yeah, if I was actually going with Jey, then yes, I would very much advise that. But no, I am in fact going with Roman Reigns to win, and I will be beyond shocked if Jey Uso wins. In fact, if Jey Uso does win the Universal title, I will give away a free NoDQ.com mask to somebody that retweets me when I send out the tweet. But I will give away a mask for free if we have a new Universal champion in Jey Uso. But yeah, Roman Reigns will win, and like you guys said, Jey will quit. He will acknowledge Roman finally, and that will wrap up that storyline. Usos will probably go heel along with Roman as the Roman Empire. And would not shock me if it's Goldberg versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. Maybe it'll be Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series, since it's champion versus champion. Maybe it'll be Daniel Bryan versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series. That's a possibility. But I suspect Roman will be moving on. This storyline will wrap up at Hell in a Cell. And that's
real quick,
all I got
Aaron,
to say.
Don't you
about
think
that.
Wouldn't it be great? They should unify all the titles at Survivor Series.
I agree. I would be very much
should,
up for that.
Should,
but they probably will not.
Correct.
All right, so that's it for our predictions. Four matches. We actually talked a half hour for four matches. Not too shabby.
So
here,
if any other matches are official, we'll have to all give Noah our picks in the chat.
So what we could do, Noah Foster. I'll make sure Noah knows about this, but we'll do a bonus point for this pay-per-view. Which match we think will close the show? I am going to go with the Roman Reigns match because it's Roman. Robbie, what
agreed.
Do you think?
Yeah, Roman. Absolutely.
Yeah, so why is this even a tiebreaker? Everybody's
because some people it. Might say the women will close the show or Randy Orton will
all
close
right.
the show.
We all pick
all right, so Roman. That's easy. All four of us going with Roman to close the show. Adrian sent in a €2 super chat, says, Jeff, can we have a stipulation for our debate?
Ask the boss. I don't care.
Sure. What would you guys put on the line?
Hell in a Cell. Just put a red graphic over the...
How about this, Jeff? If you lose the debate, you have to wear a Goldberg shirt on camera for a full month.
I don't own a Goldberg shirt, Aaron.
Well, you'll have to
buy
one.
I'm sure we could get you one.
3AX, if anyone wants to find
one. Well, Adrian would have to buy it for you.
Adrian,
there you go. Okay, I will wear a Goldberg shirt for a month on all my shows if Adrian wins the debate. That's fine.
Okay, we'll do like an actual poll on the NoDQ Twitter.
Okay. All
right.
And then, don't move on. What if he loses?
Well,
what is he willing to give up? Or
he said
do?
He'll resign as moderator.
Oh, yes. We got to start changing some of those.
No, that's way less impactful than mine.
Yeah, but we have too many blue wrenches these days. They're hands out cars.
Well, only like two wrenches are in the chat room at any given time. That's the problem.
Well, I don't go because I know I'm not needed to do it with all your other in
there. And Curtis Butler says, just don't wear an Afro wig and look like Evil Uno.
Damn.
Wonder if that was a shot at a certain.
It doesn't matter what anybody looks like. I win all my debates. So,
yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and.
2X. Oh, the 3X. Sorry.
3X.
Jeff thought I derailed myself when I said Stone Cold.
I only thought you said.
Let's be honest. He was not a very, very good worker after his neck injury, but because he was Stone Cold, nobody cared.
True. True.
You know, that's just, that's kind of, yeah.
All right.
All right, let's go ahead and do our plugs because we do have a presidential debate coming up soon, which I know everybody's thrilled to watch. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Robbie Weiss, we'll start with you. What do you have for us plugs-wise?
Nothing. I know you probably put my my handle somewhere in this area, but I advise people not to follow me. Follow Aaron, follow Virtue, follow Beecham, follow all the people in the NoDQ Galaxy, but don't follow me. And that's all I have to say for my plugs.
All right. Virtue, go ahead.
Stay away at all costs.
Well, you follow me on Twitter at NoDQ_Virtue. Very similarly, you can follow Robbie at NoDQ_Vice, no underscore, just in case you want to give him some trouble and heckle him over there. That's all I got. Just Twitter is where I do most of my damage.
All right. Good old JM, Jeff Meacham.
JeffMeachamNetwork.com will take you to a list of my various outlets. Aaron, I think, is going to put up, he says he's going to put up the anchor page, which is anchor.fm/JeffMeachamNetwork. You can find the audio versions of my shows there. And if you go to teespring.com/stores/JeffMeachamNetwork, no more hyphens. Yay, no more hyphens. You can find the all new Jeff Meacham Network t-shirts, including the new logos designed by Mr. Cherry. And so much more from the Jeff Meacham Network, all on that one little list of JeffMeachamNetwork.com.
All right, and I will be back for the SmackDown recap, and if we do have three or four matches announced, I'll go ahead and give my predictions on the video, but otherwise, we all submit our predictions to Noah Foster, and he puts up the chart before the pay-per-view. He also has a predictions for everybody that wants to participate, so follow him at nfoster1916, and follow Colin Andrew on Twitter at nodq.com/Colin. You can go there to get straight to his Twitter page. Have a great night, everyone. Enjoy the debates, and stay tuned to nodq.com for the very latest wrestling news and rumor. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.